Welcome to Check It Out, Comrade, an indie game podcast where every 2 weeks we bring you two indie games and tell you what we like about them. I'm Nick Lauber.
And I'm Gary Butterfield. And that's every other week except for this one.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, this week we're not doing any of that.
You got catfished, motherfuckers.
So yeah, well, what are we doing this week, Gary?
Well, I, you know, a confession to make. I'm going to blame Portland Retro Gaming Expo. But because of that, I have not beat Wasteland 2 yet. And we're going to do a whole episode on Wasteland 2, so I really want to have defeated it before I do, because Nick has beat it.
Yeah.
Even though it's so in my ballywick, and I'm loving it, like I'm really enjoying it, I just haven't had the time dedicated to it.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that. We're going to put it off, and we're going to do like a little special mini episode.
Yeah.
We're gonna go a little retrospective and take a look at some of the games that we've already covered and call out what our favorites have been for this year. And look forward a little bit to next year and the coming months to see what's coming out and what we're looking forward to covering on here.
Yeah, and also probably worth taking a look at the stuff you've done and saying, like, what have we actually gone back to? And, like, what has kind of stood up and what things do we, like, pick up and put down? You know, games age in different ways after you get some time away from them. So, yeah, so we're just going to kind of do that. And it's going to be a shorter episode, but, you know, next week, we're not going to wait a whole 2 weeks unless... You know, probably not. I'm hoping it won't take me another week to be Wasteland 2. It's totally possible it will, though, because it's a big, long game.
Yeah.
I don't know how many hours I'm into it. Yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm chugging along. But,
it took me a good 50 or 60, so.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. If, so there'll either be an episode in a week or 2 weeks. It'll either be a normal Wasteland episode or it might be in 2 weeks if I'm unable to do that. But, yeah, Nick, so if you look back at the list of the games we've done.
Yeah.
So what one would you say is probably your favorite? And then what have you gone back to since?
Let me see. So we've covered a lot of really good games. God damn.
Yeah, we tend to really just kind of do good stuff. Like, we don't want the show to be a greatest hits tape, but it kind of turns out that way.
Yeah, so it's difficult, but I think I'm going to go ahead and say that Transistor is my favorite that we've covered since the series started. You know, we talked about it at length in the episode, obviously, like, we just gushed to hell over that game, but it is absolutely fantastic, and Supergiant now has a scorecard of 2-for-2, and I can't wait to see what more they do. In fact, it's actually a really good thing I picked that game. It just, I just noticed today, it got a release on Mac and Linux today.
Yeah, it's on sale. It was half price on Steam.
So, yeah, super good game. Just the coolest turn-based fighting mechanics, really unique fighting style, super good art style, fantastic music, perfect length, just a solid game all around. So, yeah, I think that's probably my top pick for the year.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's really high up there for me if it's not, you know, not my favorite. Like, I have to hold out a little bit of judgment just because I haven't finished Divinity yet.
Yeah.
That's what I was taking up all my time before Wasteland 2, and that game is really good. Really, really good. But other than that, because I haven't beat that, it is probably like a toss-up, and it's a little cheaty to do a toss-up, but they're very different games. And I love Transistor, too. I'm just picking different stuff than you for sake of discussion.
No, good.
either Shovel Knight or Dragonfall.
Those were my other two in my top three, definitely.
Yeah, because Dragonfall is a little bit wordier, like it's super good, but it's a little less, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
I guess, but it is an amazing game, and I can't wait to, you know, have a little bit of distance to play the director's cut.
Likewise.
And then Shovel Knight is just like, you know, it is like a perfect game. Like it is, you know, it is, for what it does, I think it's more or less flawless.
I had
so much fun playing that game.
100% agree. That game is just so fucking good. Let's see. Okay, so let me look at what I've gone back to.
I noticed you've been playing Ali Ali a lot.
I have been playing Ali Ali a lot. That's a good point. I've been trying to 100% it as of recently. I've kind of gotten stuck at a certain point, but I think of the five like worlds, I've got three of them 100%ed, like the regular and pro levels, and I'm nearly complete on the pro levels of the military base one.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't quite completed that, and then just like the Neo Tokyo last level is ridiculous. So I think I've got all the base levels done for it, but I might not have any of the pro levels done yet. So I've been playing that a lot.
Yeah.
I revisited a little bit of Kerbal Space Program in the last update they did. Not the most recent one, because they just released another one in the last week or two. But I was playing that some more, because it's an amazingly fun sandbox to me. And I really like kind of just exploring the depths of what I can build and get out into space and checking out the other planets. But there's definitely a level of competency I haven't met in it, even still. And Risk of Rain I recently played a little bit more of. They got another update out for that, and it's just a solid co-op game. It has its flaws, but I really enjoy it playing with a couple friends. So
yeah, that is a good one. As I mentioned, I've been playing Divinity, some more, which is not that there's not that much new to say about it. It just kind of continues to be excellent. Like,
yeah,
once it opens up, it's interesting to how much that game opens up. And how it hides its kind of love away, because the pacing problem in that game is so severe. Like, you spend so much time in the beginning just kind of wandering around town that, like, it just takes a long time to get to where it's really good. But once it gets good, it's, like, so good. And it's good in that way you can break, which I'm finding that way with Wasteland as well, where, like, I mentioned I was talking about Wasteland 2. Whenever I play Fallout 2, when I get to the den, I kill the slavers. On my first trip, even though you're kind of supposed to come back later when you're a little bit more powerful, I figure out a way to do that with my tools I have. Mm-hmm. And you can do that in Wasteland too. You know, like when you get to a certain area, it's like, oh, this is a little bit tough for me, but if you want to do it, you can do it.
Right. And which you just did with the jail area, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I still can't. Yeah. I think that's a plot thing that'll get me into the jail.
Yeah.
Cause I can't figure out how to get past those turrets, but I cleared everything else out.
Which it would have been like a super hard thing for me to do at the time that I hit the jail.
Yeah,
so
it was very hard. Like it took a lot of tries, but I was just, I wonder if I could do this and, end up getting a lot of equipment and stuff. And then Divinity is excellent at that. Like Divinity does a really good job of, and part of it shores up it's a weakness of the game where it does a bad job of telling you the order you need to do things in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes like it doesn't pull off down linearity the best, but so I ended up getting stuck at like a boss encounter essentially that was probably 4 or 5 levels higher than me, and I was just like, well, I'm at this boss encounter, like how can I manipulate this game to beat this, and like did this insane like almost tower defense thing, like set up obstacles of oil like that I could set on fire to funnel enemies so that I could only fight, like I could set up the 300 Spartans or what have you,
yeah,
and just fight a couple guys at a time,
right?
And then just like a really lucky charm arrow, and just like was like, oh shit, like, and then I got done with it and they told me to go somewhere and I went there and got like one shot and immediately by a thing I couldn't kill yet because of plot reasons.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, like what am I, and I went and looked, checked a walkthrough, and I jumped ahead like several pages of the walkthrough.
Nice.
It was just super cool, like a really good feeling, like I did this thing, and you get mechanically awarded for it, because you get all this equipment and stuff. I really love that.
Yeah, I really want to put some serious time into Divinity, but there's just so many games right now.
Yeah, it's very good. Like, it doesn't necessarily show its hand, but it's super, super good.
I will definitely try and give it another go as soon as possible.
Yeah. As far as stuff like that I have gone back to, like I played a lot of Crypt of the Necrodancer.
Yeah.
And I did that mostly around when we recorded, but I played a lot of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good because I really like it. And then as far as stuff I want to go back to, like there's some stuff that, I never got around to beating and I just got swept under the rug because I do a lot of podcasts about video games.
Right.
I would love to spend some more time with Volgar the Viking and like master it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because that game is really, really good. It's just hard and discouraging because, I have other stuff to do.
I could definitely put a ton more time into Super House of Dead Ninjas.
Yeah.
I can see us potentially playing some Battle Block Theater on Duckstream we're doing soon.
Oh yeah.
Man, we've done a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I beat Battle Block Theater. I beat it with Derek. Well, I mean, I'll play it again, but I actually, that's one of the few, not one of the few, but like maybe one of the quarter to a third of the games we've done that I actually beat.
Yeah, we have, it has like some other modes that we haven't checked out too, so we'll have couch co-op time that I haven't had with that game yet, so.
Yeah, that'll be real fun, and we could always bust out Castle Crashers too.
Yeah.
I do some classic, classic, that kind of thing.
Yeah, classic behemoth.
Yeah. So that's kind of like our retrospective on stuff. What is, looking back at the games we've done, what is like kind of the biggest disappointment or the thing that like has aged the worst or you don't want to go back to the most?
All right. I got to scroll through again. Let's see.
Yeah. We're totally freeball in this if it doesn't, if it isn't obvious.
Completely freeball.
Yeah.
Goat Simulator, I had my fun with that. I will not be going back to that at all.
And we can discount things like Horse Master, where like you don't really need to play that more than once.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like things that have the potential to be played more than once that I'm not going to. Paranautical Activity. Mm-hmm. If you guys didn't hear all of the hullabaloo about that, the guy who was the main person behind Paranautical Activity turned himself in as a complete absolute douche and gave a death threat to Gabe at Valve for Half-Life 3. When it came out of Early Access, apparently a glitch happened on Steam where it was in the title banner. Like when you go to the Steam store, it was in that banner, but it still had the Early Access tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went berserk.
Yeah.
And has now quit the company and sold all of his half of the ownership to the other owner just to hopefully make some amends so that the company doesn't go down with him. But which, you know, that's a fairly noble thing, but you're still an asshole and I don't want to play your game anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's an asshole. The other guys who made the game, like it wasn't made in a vacuum, you know?
Right.
Like if he had never done that, I think I would be more comfortable with boycotting the game. The fact that like he'll never make another send off it. Like I think he did the only right thing you can do.
That's true.
In that situation, like he will never make any money off of it again. Like he's been like that. I think that's as hard an act of contrition as you can do.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Like I agree. It's I would never stop someone from buying it or like getting a Humble Bundle because it has it in it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But all the same, I'm probably not going to be playing that game anymore.
Well, so. I probably won't because I beat it and there were a lot of promised updates that never happened.
Yeah.
Like I really want to go
up and all that.
Yeah. Yep. So that was a big bummer and like. You know, I beat it. Like, I like that game. I beat it and I enjoyed it, and that's good for me. Looking back on the list, like, I never want to play or look at Sir, You Are Being Hunted again. I was pretty lukewarm on that game anyway, like, even when we did the episode, but, like, time has not been kind to that game in my mind at all.
Nope. I think that's a similar case, too, where it just, like, it was Early Access, and it might be out of Early Access now and just did not change.
Yeah, it is out of Early Access, but they didn't do anything with it. Like, that is the Early Access trap, where, like, once you have our money, there's not as much of a, you know, motivation to, like, keep working on things.
Yep.
You know? And people can be, you know, huge assholes about it and not. So that game bummed me out. Like, I liked it enough at the time. Like, this does some interesting things, but, like, looking at the list of stuff, it's like, I never need to play that again.
Yep.
And then I'm also probably not going to play Don't Starve anymore, even though I think that's a little bit better than Sir, You're Being Hunted. It's just not for me. Like, it's a difference between something I think is bad and something that's probably just not for me. I think Don't Starve is probably just not for me.
I think I will play that again when the co-op update comes out for it, because they are promising it, and I actually believe it.
Well, because they've updated it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be cool. I could actually see trying it co-op.
Don't Starve Together is now in a closed beta that they are working on.
Oh, that's cool.
So
that's pretty neat because I could see that being like a survival game. Co-op is not something I've seen a lot. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So, let's look to the future a little bit. Obviously, you know, we have Wasteland 2 you're currently working on, Rebirth, which we've both been way too hyped for and have expressed it many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you looking forward to that's going to be coming out? And, you know, fairly soon.
I'm super excited about Hotline Miami 2. Because that was, we both really liked that game a lot. We played the second one at PAX last year. And there's just a lot to say about that first game. Like, the second one seems like more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a cool, like, that game just speaks to me in a really cool way. That, like, super rapid, iterative mastery feeling that like I just don't think gets captured that often. So I'm really looking forward to that coming out and doing it for the show.
Yep.
So that'll be like probably a pre-order for me when it hits the stores.
Yeah, we never did the original, but we'll probably talk plenty about it once we manage
reason why we haven't done the original is because the second one has been kind of perpetually coming out for a long time. Like, it seemed more or less feature complete a year ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly what the holdup is, but hopefully it'll be coming out relatively soon.
Yep. And I know this speaks for the both of us as well, that we have Torment 2 and Pillars of Eternity that are going to be sometime within the next year, possibly.
Yeah. We'll space those out. Like, those will probably be full episodes, too.
Yeah.
You know, given that, like, and full episodes for us are like a half hour. It's not a big deal. It's not like watch out for fireballs, but they'll probably be something we want to examine in close detail. And those are things I'm crazy looking forward to, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it is a ridiculous time to be to like those kind of games.
Yeah, it is definitely the re-advent of the CRPG, and I'm all about it.
Yeah. I'm looking at the game that's out now that we talked about doing that I'm interested in, we'll probably do at some point, is Door Kickers.
Yes.
The game looks awesome. So it is like it's like the planning phase from Rainbow Six in game form. Like it's like programming and, you know, tactical assault.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to love the hell out of that game.
Yeah,
too.
Even when I saw it, I was like, this is a Nick game.
Yeah.
Even though like it looked interesting to me, like I was like, yeah, that's definitely a Nick game. So
let me see. I want to say I just threw some things on my Steam wish list, along with Door Kickers that I want to check back through. Oh, Dreamfall Chapters. I've been hearing.
Oh
a lot
yeah,
about.
That's interesting. Yeah. We didn't do Dreamfall. We did The Longest Journey.
Right.
But I always get those confused for Watch Out for Fireballs. But yeah, Dreamfall Chapters sounds interesting.
And I've also mentioned to you before, Towerfall Ascension's been getting a lot of praise, and we have some co-op time coming up soon, so
yeah.
I might grab that before we do Duckstream.
Yeah, that would be great. That's supposed to be a really great game, and it was like the killer app for Ouya before that those words stopped meaning making sense together.
Yeah.
Yeah. With as far as stuff that's coming out that I'm like, you know, just to hit the other side of the coin that I'm like explicitly not psyched.
Yeah.
I'm so bummed out that like Telltale is doing a Borderlands game. That sucks so bad. Like who played Borderlands and was like, I need a purely narrative version of this?
Everybody who loves memes.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of people, but not us. We are not the target audience.
The humor
for that.
In that game is so bad.
Yeah, I hate it as well.
Yeah. Like
they are doing a Game of Thrones game though.
Yeah, which is cool. Like I could see them doing that and having that be good.
Yeah.
But it's kind of an interesting thing, like with them becoming a template that can just go on to any license, is that like, do I trust the developer or do I care, you know, how much do I care about the license and how much do I care about the developer?
Right.
And like that point is just past Borderlands 2 or Borderlands. Like I dislike Borderlands more than I like Telltale.
Yep. Agreed.
So,
yeah. And we'll see how long that can actually ride anyway. Like I do really like, you know, The Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us, but it's, you know, the recipe isn't solid enough to last forever, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So.
And it's kind of interesting, too, because when you did Wolf Among Us, like, there are some changes. Like, The Wolf Among Us plays different than The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like, I just did, I guess, on the Short Game podcast, and we talked about The Walking Dead. And I replayed the first episode, and it's been a long time since I've done so. And it is, you know, it is very different. Like, that series has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
But it will have to kind of move further. And I'll be interested to see what they do mechanically with the Borderlands game, just so I can see it in licenses I don't hate.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Wolf Among Us follow up, hopefully, and a Game of Thrones one.
Yeah.
You know, they can ride, they can definitely ride this formula for a while. I want to know if they're going to be able to keep up with changes and keep it from running dry.
Yeah. If you had like a dream, like license for Telltale, what would you pick off the top of your noggin?
God.
I don't know.
Planescape would be awesome for that.
That would be really cool. The just because it is so story based and there's, you know, such an interesting environment.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see a Venture Brothers game.
Oh, hot damn! Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Like, wouldn't that be great? Like a Telltale Venture Brothers game or
In
Adventure
fact-
Time? Shit.
Oh,
so
shit.
So that would also be great.
Yeah. But with Venture Bros, actually, there's they had Brock Sampson in their poker game that
yeah.
they did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's potential for that, maybe.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd be super cool. Yeah, so again, this is just kind of a whatever episode.
Yeah.
While Gary gets his shit together and plays Wasteland 2. What is there something we can close out on? Oh, yeah, I know what we can close out on.
I know what we can close out
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I have a good idea for that. Let me pull up a... So we ran a contest.
Yes, we did.
If you rate and review our show on iTunes, you get entered in a contest to win Rebirth. Let me pull up iTunes here.
But if you're doing it at the time of listening to this, you're too late because we're about to announce a winner.
Yeah, even though you still should do it if you want to.
You still should do it. In fact, if we decide to do this again, we have we included people who reviewed the game previous to us announcing the contest, because you can't review it a second time. So, you know, if we ever decide to do something like this again, reviewing now will mean you'll be entered into a future contest if we ever do it.
Yeah.
I'm not promising anything,
yeah.
But there's potential there.
I'll be surprised if we don't. I have a bunch of garbage sitting around on my Steam.
Yeah, we might just start doing it every now and then just to get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, a lot of stuff. So, I'm just sitting
so,
there.
So, give me a total number so I can give you a draw.
13.
13. All right. Gary.
Yep.
Tell me who number 3 is.
Number 3, Annie Dawn, 430.
Annie Dawn.
One of our earliest reviewers.
Well, Annie Dawn, you just won yourself a copy of Rebirth. If you already pre-ordered Rebirth, which you probably did if you're a fan of games like us.
We should have thought of this better.
Then please give this to someone in need, because everyone should play this game. It's going to be great, and we're really hyped for it. So we'll announce this on Facebook. Reach out to us if we don't have... Gary, do we have that person on Facebook or anything?
I don't know Annie Dawn, which is kind of interesting. If I look at the stuff that this person has also reviewed, it's some DuckSpeed stuff, but not the usual suspects. So it is, it's interesting. It's one of the very few pilot reviews of Pilot Season. So thank you very much. That's very sweet of you. Nobody liked that show. But yeah, thank you guys very much. Thank you very much. Reach out to us. If we don't hear from you, we'll pick another winner, but hopefully we will hear from you. And, so let us know.
Yeah, we'll give it some time. We'll get this episode out on, this comes out on a Saturday. We'll give you a couple days to get out back to us. And if not, then we'll be like, hey, sorry, we're giving it to someone else.
Yeah, so. No, we'll get it to somebody else. But hopefully we get in touch with you. And thank you very much, Annie and Annie Dawn. I don't know if it's actually someone named Annie, but thank you very much, Annie, Dawn, 430. And enjoy your copy of Rebirth, because we're going to enjoy our copy of Rebirth.
Yes.
In more ways than you can even tell.
All right. The usual suspects, please rate and review us on iTunes. We very much appreciate it and try and show that. You can also reach out to us, communicate with us, interact on Facebook at facebook.com/checkitoutcomrade or on Twitter at Comrade Podcast. Mm-hmm. And also you can always reach out to us, suggest games, whatever else, on the official site, duckfeed.tv/comrade. And the contact page is duckfeed.tv/contact.
Yep. Comrade from the dropdown. Feel free to suggest games. We are interested in those. I think that's probably it.
Yep.
So again, Duckstream, as we mentioned, November 21st and 22nd, 6 p.m. PST to 6 a.m. PST is our wing. Me and Brayton Cameron of The Pitch are going to be hanging out at Nick's house eating chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And you're invited to hang out with us virtually.
We'll be taking donations for a very good cause. Transactive is a transgender, I know that they're like a transgendered like help.
Yeah, it does a lot of stuff. It's like advocacy. They do programs where they collect money specifically for transgender youth and their families.
Fantastic.
And they do. One of their big victories is a thing called In a Bind, which is a program that collects chest binders for people who are transitioning from female to male, and would like to have an easier time in their identity.
Yeah.
Which is like something I totally support. Like, people are still super huge shitheads to trans people. And yes. That's been really underlined with this Gamergate nonsense, because several of the people who are outspoken critics of Gamergate are trans women, and Gamergate assholes have been terrible about it, and it's just disgusting. And fuck those guys. And let's take some hopefully collect some money to combat that nonsense.
Yep, agreed. So super good cause, and please watch us, hang out with us. We'll be in the Twitch chat the whole time, interacting with you guys. So it'll be a great time, and for a good cause.
Yeah, and if you are a day crew person, if you can't do the night crew, the day section, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. PST, Cole Ross will be streaming a rare survival horror game in its entirety,
which he has not announced.
Yeah, we don't know what it is, but if you want to see, that'll be fun for super fans of the network to see, like, what it is like when Cole actually plays a game, like, for the show. Well, not, like, that may seem like he doesn't actually do it. He's just, like, walking collection of Wikipedias. Like, that's not true. It's just to see him in real time, play something for the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that's probably about it.
Yeah, that's about it, guys. So, sorry for the little mini episode, but hopefully you guys had fun listening to us ramble for a bit, and we'll be back with you with Wasteland 2 once we have that already
in a week or two, and I'm going to get off the phone right now and play some tonight. So
all right, see you guys. All right.